Today we celebrate a great feast, Our Lady of the Rosary. And in the Gospel, we heard the first mystery, the Annunciation. Two words in that Gospel are striking. One is Ave, which in Latin doesn't really, nor does Hail, full of grace, doesn't really express the fullness of the Greek term that Luke uses. He uses a word which is rooted in charito, which means grace, but it's a past participle, so it's a title. You who have been filled with grace, this would be a literal translation of that greeting. You who have been filled with grace. So this fullness means perfection. It's perfection not only in intensity and degree, but also in extension. And therefore, the Church finds the ground, the foundation for its infallible teaching on Our Lady's Immaculate Conception from the first moment. If she was not immaculate from the first moment, she would not have been full. This perfection would have been lacking. And the other word is genoito, let it be done to me. In English, it sounds a little like resignation. And that's the complete opposite of the mood of this Greek verb. Luke uses this. Luke has probably the highest level of Greek of all of the New Testament. And he only uses this verb form in two instances. And in this case, when Our Lady says, genoito, let it be done, it's a better translation would be, oh, how I will that it would be done, as you say. In other words, it's a wholehearted embracing of this still mysterious plan of God. She has no calculations. She doesn't have to know, like Zacharias, exactly what this means in order to accept it. So this is an absolute, pure, naked faith. And it's the type of absolute faith. Absolute means unbound, right? We're untethered by all of our rationalism and our complexities. So this absolute faith of the Blessed Mother then becomes a model for us, especially as we heed her call to pray the Rosary. How many times has she invited us in approved apparitions to pray the Rosary? It has a disproportionate power. Disproportionate in terms of our own efforts. What Our Lady will bring about through our rosary is tremendous. This feast itself was actually born in battle, and the original name for the first few years was Our Lady of Victory, the Battle of Lepanto. In 1571, Pius V ordered all of Christendom, knowing that the Ottoman Turks were invading the West and going farther west, ordered all of Christendom to pray the Rosary for help. So this was already understood as a weapon of spiritual combat. And indeed, the soldiers and sailors, more than anyone, heeded this call to pray the Rosary as they went into battle, armed with their weapons and their rosaries. A few years later, Pope Gregory XIII changed the name of the feast day from Our Lady of Victory to Our Lady of the Rosary, so that it wouldn't be merely a remembrance of a feat of tremendous victory through the hands of Our Lady in the past, but also a reminder of the power and indeed the necessity to have recourse to this weapon. In that battle, the Holy League was far outnumbered. Each of the 81,000 soldiers and sailors of Christendom confessed and went to communion before the battle. So they had heaven on their side. And the outcome of the battle, I won't go through the details now, but the outcome was stirring. The incredible losses of the Ottoman Turks. They lost 240 ships, 30,000 men, while the Holy League lost 12 ships, 7,600 men. Pope Pius was in a finance meeting in St. John Lateran at the time when he had an inspiration from heaven that victory was ours. And he had such security in this, he canceled the meeting. He said, let's go into the church to sing Te Deum. And he ordered that all the bells of Rome be rung and the Te Deum sung, because he knew that victory was ours. In the moment that victory was won, no pope has written more about the rosary than Leo XIII. He wrote 11 encyclicals on the rosary. If I were pope, and I think I'd write, probably have enough intellect to write one, maybe, and he wrote 11 on the rosary. And he was inspired by Blessed Bartolo Longo. I don't know if you know about him. He was a Satanist. He was a Satanist who, through a special grace of the Blessed Mother, was converted, became a fervent Catholic and then a priest, and he was the one who founded the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Pompeii. Leo XIII says, let all the children of St. Dominic rise up for the fight, and let them, like mighty warriors, be prepared to use in the battle the weapons with which their Blessed Father, with so much foresight, armed them. This is what they have to do. Let them plant everywhere the rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let them propagate and cultivate it with fervor. Through their assiduous care, may the nations be enrolled in these holy militias, where the ensigns of the rosary shine. May the faithful learn to avail themselves of this weapon, to use it frequently. May they be instructed in the benefits, graces, and privileges of this devotion. Padre Pio says that the rosary is the perfect weapon for our times and how we need it in these dark times of confusion, dark times when the world seems turned upside down and the church is in more need of prayer than ever. When Our Lady appeared in 1973 in an approved apparition in Japan, Akita, Japan, she said, our own conversion and the rosary will be the only thing that can stay the hand of the Father. And if we do not convert, if we do not have recourse to the rosary, the chastisement will be greater than the deluge. Fire will rain down from heaven, and the living will envy the dead. I'm not sure why this isn't a popular apparition. It's approved. Nobody really talks about it. But if that's the urgency of Our Lady in 1973, we have to ask ourselves if we've really heeded that message. When I go back and I read her words, it reminds me of how important this weapon is. And I have to admit, I can't say I've ever been happy with a rosary that I've prayed. I always get distracted. Always get distracted. I'm not proud of that. I'm just saying that I still trust in its efficacy. And when I was a boy growing up, playing in a bagpipe band, and I would mess up playing, it didn't help to think a lot about why I made a mistake. It's the same in our prayer. We just get back to where we're supposed to be. We just go back from our distraction. We just constantly go back. We don't overthink it. We don't worry about it. We just go back, and we know that Our Lady understands our own weakness, and she accepts our rosaries offered with love and with our best efforts. A friend of mine who's an exorcist, during an exorcism, the demon complained about the rosary. He said, you don't know the power of that little chain. He wouldn't say the word. You don't know the power of that little chain you have in your hands. When you pray that thing, it's no longer you who pray, but Our Lady takes your place before the Heavenly Father. And so they're no longer your poor prayers. They're hers. different friend, also an exorcist, when the demon was complaining about, well, he was making fun of some of the people who were distracted while praying the rosary. He laughed at them. He said, "You're offering her little wilted flowers with your distracted prayers." So, fine, we'll just renew our efforts and recollect ourselves again. And this, of course, drove the demon nuts. And he says, "How's that?" And he said, "Those are like a," and he said it without much graciousness, obviously, "those are like a beautiful bouquet of flowers offered to your mother." He was obviously obliged to say that. And he didn't say it with much gusto or pleasure. When Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic and St. Alan of Ruspe and gave them this weapon, she also assured us of accompanying promises for those who pray the rosary. There are 15 promises. And the first is very much tied into the last. "Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces." What's a signal grace? These are these external manifestations of God's blessings that he's bringing about in our souls interiorly. And so obviously he doesn't set us up for failure. So he's encouraging us with these externalizations of his grace. Second, "I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary will be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies." So many times when I deal with people who have addictions, I encourage them to pray the rosary, and often they reach a certain degree of liberation to such point that they have a choice. Do I want to be a man of vice or a man of prayer? "The rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire for eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by an unprovided death. It will be just. He shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. Whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces at the moment of death. They shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and at the hour of death. And penultimately, all who recite the rosary are my sons and daughters and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. And lastly, devotion of my rosary is a great sign of predestination. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.